With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has preserved access to a widely used abortion medication.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication, mifepristone, and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. The case had threatened to restrict access to mifepristone across the country, including in states where abortion remains legal. The High Court is separately considering another abortion case about whether federal law on emergency treatment at hospitals overrides state abortion bans in rare emergency cases in which a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A decision on the Supreme Court's case involving former President Trump's presidential immunity has not been announced.
The Supreme Court did not issue a ruling on the case Friday, but may do so next week on June 20th, when its next opinions are released. The case impacts some of Trump's pending cases. He argues he's immune from prosecution because his actions fell under official conduct that should be protected and were not a private act.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if fighting breaks out between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's response will have to be much faster and more decisive than it has been toward Hamas in Gaza.
Our weak point is a war of attrition. Can't work. Can't win. And our weak point is a war that doesn't have a full trigger. And one of the issues I'm breaking up in Washington is, okay, what's the trigger? Is it one rocket on Haifa? Is it two rockets on Haifa?
Oren told the Salem Radio Network this week that once Hezbollah starts firing rockets, it has thousands of them, Israel will be forced to respond with overwhelming force as quickly as possible. This is SRN News. Biden and Trump voters disagree on a number of key cultural issues.
That seems like a given, but the Pew Research Center wanted to prove it, and it's just released a poll on the matter. Can a person change their gender? 59% of Biden supporters say yes, versus only 9% of Trump supporters. And just 19% of people who plan to vote for Biden think the country is better off when people prioritize marriage and children, versus 59% of Trump voters who believe that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has recently taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it has tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. CEO Joel Penton says LifeWise wants to teach all 50 million public school students nationwide. This is SRN News. Consumers still feeling anxious over persistent inflation. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The University of Michigan is out with its monthly Consumer Sentiment Index, and the preliminary number shows it's at 65.6. That's down nearly 3 points from May. Consumers' outlook has generally been gloomy since the pandemic and grew even more sour when inflation first spiked in 2021. Inflation has been coming down and gas and insurance prices dropped last month, but Americans are still gloomy. And that is weighing on President Biden's re-election bid. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pet bearded dragons are getting the blame for a salmonella outbreak in at least 9 states. The CDC says at least 15 people have contracted salmonella, with 4 of them such a severe case they had to be hospitalized. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.